Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We're on Twitter, at Grant H. Paulson for me.
That's funny, Danny, for me.
Check out the website, thefandc.com, for Rick Snyder's story on the backfield, the fact that the Redskins should run the ball less. We've recruited another one. Rick Snyder's on our team here, and he's an old school, been around the block kind of guy. He was here when Gibbs was winning Super Bowls covering the Redskins. He's not a run the ball guy.
He's not a run a dang ball guy. You don't just run it to run it. Do what's effective.
Couple of tweets coming in on drafting an RB. Brett says, no way I would take a running back in round one. I suggest we get Alfred Morris back.
It's a good zing.
It's not a zing.
I think it's a zing.
It's not a zing.
You don't think it's a zing?
It's not a zing.
He doesn't want to go get Alfred Morris now.
Yes, he does. I'm positive he does.
Can you clarify via your Twitter, sir?
Trust me, he wants Alfred Morris back. You understand that Redskins fans still to this minute think that Alfred Morris should have been kept, and that if he was still here, he'd be a 1,200-yard running back. You get that? Because that's a thing.
Really?
Yes. By the way, the Mac Brown stuff. Have you seen any of this?
Well, I'm the leader. He was their best running back in terms of running the football.
I'm sure.
He was.
Mac Brown being released, Redskins fans say, is like this huge mistake. I can't believe they cut Mac Brown. By the way, he was deactivated by the Vikings this past week.
Yeah, because they got two good running backs.
Didn't get to play. Yeah, and it still isn't activated. I'm sure 31 organizations are wrong that just pass on Mac Brown every time he's available.
He is better than anyone they have at running the football.
He was claimed by a team, by the way, with one of the five best records in football. That means 27 teams passed on him.
The other stuff he wasn't great at, or I guess we'll never know. He was better at running the football than the other guys they have, besides Chris Thompson, who can't run every time because he gets hurt.
I disagree. I guess the six carries we saw of him this year gave you that indication. I'm not sure. Is that where you're basing it off of?
That's pretty much what I'm going with.
Those six
he
runs?
He got eight carries.
That sample size?
Eight carries plus preseason plus just a natural-looking runner. He's not a world beater. This is a Rob Kelly to Matt Jones situation. He's slightly better than what you had.
This is Tanar Jackson to me. It's just the thing that isn't here now, so
he wasn't
never
a savior.
No one's saying he's a savior, but the over talking about Mac Brown never played for a reason. At some point, if someone's really, really good, they become a good NFL player. Now, if he goes on to rush for 1,100 yards with the Chargers in two seasons, call me up and tell me I'm an idiot. I'll wait. Again, a team with a great record got him claimed off waivers.
Sure.
The way the waiver process works is all the bad teams, in order of reverse finishing of the record, like a draft, get to claim him. So 27 teams were like, this guy Mac Brown's available? He's awesome. He was the best running back on the Redskins. Did you see those six carries? We won't claim him. I'm sure all these teams are always wrong and people just are right.
Again, no one's saying he's a world beater. He was better than what they have.
But I'm not saying anyone's saying he's a world beater.
There's a happy medium.
Better than what they had.
He absolutely is a better runner with the football than Kelly and Samaje Perine at this point.
I think if he was a better runner with the football, he would have gotten carries.
Well, does the same hold true for Doxson then? If he was really better and he would have gotten looks and been an average NFL wide receiver at this point?
This is the argument we always have. I think there's a difference between being on the field, which he's gotten his way onto the field because he is better than those other guys, as I was saying he was, and actually getting targets, because that takes play calling, that takes sequence, that takes Cousins getting to you, that takes you being open when there's protection. The actual getting a running back elevated, it's pretty simple. Hey, we got 53 jerseys we can hand out. Is he better than Rob Kelly? Give him one of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a numbers thing. The same way that Mo Harris wasn't up because of a numbers thing. He's better than Terrell Pryor.
I agree.
He doesn't get a chance to go. I don't know, man. We pick and choose sometimes when we give coaches the benefit of the doubt and when we don't. But that's neither here nor there. Mac Brown wasn't any good either. I mean, none of the running backs they have are any good. And they've swung and missed at the mid-round stuff. And because of that, everyone's now shying away. I don't say everyone. A lot of people are shying away from that, saying, well, now, if you're going to do it, you've got to go heavy. You've got to go that first-round pick. You've got to try to get a superstar. And my point is, the same argument I made with a quarterback in the past, where people were gun-shy about drafting a QB in the first round because Heath Shuler sucked. You can't do that. You can't worry about past mistakes. The best value for running back, just in terms of who's productive, whether it's Tarik Cohen or Jordan Howard or whoever else, is that third to fifth round. That's the golden sweet spot.
Let me ask you this. Let's say the Redskins are picking 14th overall. That's a random number, but it's a possible.
It's on the table.
Saquon Barkley is there at 14. Are you okay with them drafting Saquon Barkley?
No, I am not.
See, to me, that's outrageous. That's crazy to me. This is a special player. This is Ezekiel Elliott. And by the way, he's going to be long gone because he's going in the top three or the top five. But this is a hypothetical weird world we live
in.
No,
I get you.
When you get to draft Saquon Barkley at 14 overall. Saquon Barkley is a game-changing player. He is Gurley Rams. He is Elliott Cowboys. He catches the ball out of the backfield like he's Chris Thompson. The fact that you wouldn't do it, and basically just to hold true to your principles on not drafting a running back, right? Because drafting one in the first round is not good value.
Because I've got,
You're passing on a potential superstar.
Yeah, but you're passing on a potential superstar at another position, too.
He
gets the glamour. Well, I mean,
at
I
a position of need.
I couldn't tell you the top of my head.
Why? Because he's not as good a player at his position as Barkley is.
He also gets more attention. The running back that's in the Heisman race gets more attention, the best defensive tackle in the country.
But scouts are going to tell you, and a lot of them already have, like Daniel Jeremiah and the guys I follow that do this for a living and talk to people all the time, that Saquon Barkley, as an example, is a better prospect than Ezekiel Elliott was. That, like, he will be. There's a lot of guys, and I feel like he's going to be one of the best running backs in football this time next year. Just to pass on him when you have such a huge need at that position because it's first round and it's a running back. It's against my rules. I think that's crazy.
I think it's crazy to take a running back in the first round. So we can each think each other's crazy because you didn't take a defensive tackle. That's your glaring need. You didn't take a safety when that's your glaring need.
It's worked well for Carolina this year. It's worked well for Dallas. It's worked well for Jacksonville. Look at what the Jaguars are doing with Leonard Fournette. You think they couldn't have used an offensive lineman? You think they couldn't have gone quarterback? You think they couldn't have gone with a tight end or a big playmaker, Evan Ingram or somebody? They took the best running back and the best player on their board.
Yeah.
And they're so much better for it, they're going to make the playoffs.
Because their defense is outstanding. And Fournette helps that, certainly. But
I was going to say, part of why their defense is so great is that they control the clock better than any team in the league because he runs the ball.
I mean,
so
again,
well.
It's easy to say, has it worked for Carolina? Well, I guess that's in part. McCaffrey's a nice piece for them. But Stewart's still their first back. McCaffrey's running for less than 3 yards a pop.
Well, he wasn't drafted to be their first back.
Right, but the point is he's a nice weapon for them. And they're playing great defense again, and who knows whatever
scored
else.
Scored multiple touchdowns this past week.
Yeah, he's gotten hot in that way. But to me, you look at Alvin Kamara. That's what I want. I want that. Find me Kareem Hunt. Give me that. Give me the guy that fits better. That to me is where it's special. Devontae Freeman, who is a stud. Now he's banged up because he's concussed. That's your value, fourth round. Jordan Howard is a stud, fifth round. Jay Ajayi, 1,400-yard back, fifth round. That's where your value is. First round backs can be really good. And I think you're probably right about it. But I ultimately go the amount of times you get an Adrian Peterson that's good for a long time is so rare with running back. The times that you get guys that are good for a long time that are Pro Bowlers that stay home and kick people's butts for you when you have a glaring need on defense, when you've neglected your front seven for so many years.
Yeah.
Give me the defensive tackle from Michigan.
You're dreaming about like these 8 and 9 year careers where you're not going to get the second contract. And I'm saying, let's worry about 4 or 5 good seasons.
Yeah, even getting there, they don't do very often. The guys have huge years and they're sunbursts. They're gone.
More often than not, when you draft the can't-miss first-rounders, you get a lot more of the guys that I was just naming than you do the Trent Richardsons. The top-shelf elite college running backs generally are not busts in the NFL that are taken in the first round. By the way, this guy Brett got back to you. You wanted to know if
I want a clarification. Is he being serious?
Not a zing. For some reason, our current running backs seem to be predetermining reads and cuts. As long as someone can hold on to the ball and make cuts, they can be productive in our
there
offense, making people miss, just icing on the cake.
How about it?
So I'm telling you, a lot of people are still alpha guys. This is funny from Austin on Twitter. Hit us up at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. He said, they need to bring back Lake Seastrunk. Remember how Redskins
remember
fans
the hype
were furious
on Lake Seastrunk?
They cut Lake Seastrunk, and everyone said, we're not going to be able to get him to the practice squad for weeks. Not only did they not put him on the practice squad, no one ever put him on the practice
squad. What practice squad is he on right now?
I don't think he ever ended up on one, like, even for a day, let alone now. Grant and Danny, 106.7, The Fan. If you guys want to hop in, you can. We'll give you our NFL power rankings, 1 to 5. Next, we'll see how close they are in Week 11 on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.